The U.S. Open lost two fan favorites last night. Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams are both gone. Tonight, another fan favorite may say goodbye. Andy Roddick is facing world number one Roger Federer, and he hasn't fared well against the Swiss champion. Joining us now is New York Times reporter Liz Robbins. Good morning. Good afternoon, Liz.
Good afternoon, Dan.
So Roddick has had a terrible record against Federer. Any chance things are going to be different tonight?
It doesn't look that way. If you see the 13-1 record that Roger has against Andy, which includes 10 straight victories, he's won all five Grand Slam meetings. The stats are really in Roger's favor. He just figured Andy out, and this includes last year's U.S. Open final where Andy won a set, but really that was a small consolation. Roger is just too good, especially on this surface.
And Eve, that even goes with Roddick having really not faced too much competition so far. He's had two players retire on him so far this tournament.
No, it's true. And we were talking to Jimmy Connors, his coach, yesterday, and I asked him, is this a good thing that he really hasn't had much of a workout and perhaps not get too tired? And Jimmy said, I know what I'd want. And he said, I'd rather play. But with Roger, he's seen him so many times. He knows what he's going to get. So maybe even the extra rest will give an advantage.
And Roger Federer has actually, he's shown a moment or two of vulnerability so far. Do you think there's anyone who can beat him right now?
Yeah, he's human, isn't he? He can lose a set. He's lost the first set to John Isner, huge serving American who really became a big star here in the first week, 6'9". And Feliciano Lopez as well. Both these guys have had really powerful serves that Roger just needed to figure out. I think with Andy, he's figured out the serve. Andy's not quite as tall as John Isner, but there's something about, I think, the familiarity. Roger has utmost confidence when he plays Andy, and I don't know if you can say that about Andy when he plays Roger.
Now, the loss last night by Rafael Nadal in four sets really opens up the draw for Novak Djokovic. He's really making a name for himself this year at the Open. He's the number three seed. Well, how do you like his chances?
His chances a lot. I think the only thing you have to be concerned about with Novak is that he plays such long matches, and he also plays a lot of long points. So he's 20 years old. He hasn't quite figured it out yet to shorten the points, but his summer record has been pretty spectacular, including the tournament in Montreal when he beat in succession Andy Roddick, obviously, and Rafa Nadal, and then Roger. So I think Roger is looking out for him. And Novak's had a great tournament. He's a crowd favorite. His English is terrific. He's from Serbia and just really enjoys playing out there. So I think some people thought that maybe Rafa may not get through anyway, since this is not his favorite surface, even before his injuries. But I think a showdown could be very interesting with Roger and Novak.
Now tonight, Venus Williams will be on court. She was actually supposed to play last night, but the tour organizers didn't like, there wasn't enough star power in the women's draw last night, so they bumped Venus Williams' match till tonight. What are you expecting this evening from her?
Oh, this is going to be a tough one. I think actually they were supposed to play in the afternoon, but when they looked at the other side of the draw, there wasn't much power there. So why don't we, you know, have all the Williamses play on center court at night. Yankovic has had Venus's number the last three matches, so she's lost those three to Yankovic. But Yelena has played more matches than anybody on tour this year coming into this Open, and she's also had a lot of three-setters here. Venus is tested. She's calm. Her serve is really on, and she's moving incredibly well. She certainly has the advantage, and coming off her Wimbledon victory, I think she's pretty motivated.
Any chance you'll be there as late as you were last night watching that Nadal match?
2:15? There is a small possibility, but what happened yesterday was that Djokovic's match just took forever. So the women were about an hour later going on, and the whole night was delayed. So here's hoping that I don't stay here till 2:30, but it's kind of surreal here with a little half moon and a few people walking out. It's a nice feel at the U.S. Open.
Now, tell me about one of the other exciting players on the women's side, Shahar Peher, an Israeli woman. She won again today. She's now in the semifinals.
Actually, I do think she did not win that match. Earlier, it looked like Chuck Fatazi had a pretty easy time of it. I wasn't actually here in the morning. I thought that Anna Chuck Fatazi got through.
Oh.
That's what I had seen.
Forgive me. Let's get back to that great atmosphere at the Open you're talking about. I was there earlier this week, and I know that they were recording record crowds. It was so crowded. In fact, it was I'd never seen it so crowded during a first week of the tournament.
Oh, I know. It was like bumper cars trying to even get from one stadium to another, and even the outdoor court that was, I mean, the outside court that was really hard to find a seat if you were a spectator. Yeah, the weather's been amazing. I don't think it's been like this. I think 2 years ago in 2005, there wasn't rain. So the minute I say that, you know, we might have clouds coming over here. But it's been pretty spectacular. And I think there's been a good feel around the Open. But I'll tell you, there's one thing that the tournament does lack, and that's Andre Agassi. You definitely notice that he's not here this year, having retired after last year's Open.
Well, you wouldn't know it from the crowds out there. Liz, thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Liz Robbins, a reporter for the New York Times, and wouldn't worry too much about the weather. We're going to have partly cloudy skies tonight and another beautiful day tomorrow, Friday and Saturday.